So, everybody's dead.
How about we start at the beginning?
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night. I'm Scott.
And I'm Joe.
And today we are doing before and after reviews, where we go see a brand new movie in the theater and give our thoughts before and after.
Spoiler-free, of course.
Spoiler-free, of course. And today we're seeing Blink Twice, the directorial debut of Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. She wrote this, I believe, too, and she directed it.
Yeah, I heard she was trying to get this made for like 8 years.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. This is one of those movies, again, that has a stellar cast and a pretty interesting trailer, which makes me think, maybe not so good. But still,
it's intriguing.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. I really am. The cast is incredible. I mean, a lot of people are in this damn movie.
Haley Joel Osment comes back into the mix. You know, he hasn't been around in a bit.
Well, I feel like he's been doing stuff. It's just like not, you know, the highly publicized. I remember he was on Silicon Valley. I think he showed up on a couple other things.
You're right.
Between that.
You're right.
Kyle MacLachlan, I believe, is in this. Christian Slater.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's some interesting people in this movie. I also think...
The son of Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman is in this, too.
Oh, really?
His name is Levin Hawke.
Okay, wow. Yeah,
he looks just like her.
The cast is pretty amazing, actually. I think the concept sounds good for a horror movie as well.
Mm-hmm.
I asked the people online...
I'm sorry, I had to interrupt you. You forgot Gina Davis.
Yeah, Gina Davis.
Oh, you
too.
Said Gina Davis, or you didn't say
no, that? I just didn't get through the whole cast, but I know there's a ton of people
in
this.
She's the queen. I like her.
But I asked people online, which one of these two horror movies should we see this weekend, because we're already seeing another movie. We can't get all these movies in all the time. So I said, "What? There's two movies and I'm really interested in both, one more than the other, but what does everybody think we should see?" And everybody said this one. Only one other podcaster said, the other one. Don't listen to anybody. Just go see it. And we're not seeing that one. I'm going with the vote. The majority ruled. We're seeing this movie.
Okay.
So I'm interested in both anyways. It didn't matter to me.
Yeah, I want to see everything. So whatever. But I'm very curious about this one. Now, Channing Tatum is engaged to Zoe.
Is that true?
That
I didn't know
that.
That
is true. Yes, they are engaged. So were they engaged prior to this and she cast him, or did they actually meet on this project? That would be interesting to know.
Oh, have they not been together for a while?
I don't think so.
Really? Because was he ever involved, like married or anything before?
Yeah, he was.
He was, right?
Jenna Dewan. She's that choreographer.
That's
beautiful
what I
girl.
Thought. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, we've seen her in movies too.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. That's okay. So they haven't been together for a while. I figure that's why he was in this, because he was helping, you know, her to get this movie made, type of thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. They actually met while making this movie. I just read it.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So how long has she? You said she's been trying to make it, but how long has the production been? Because that's kind of wild that they met and they're already engaged. You said.
Yeah, they're engaged.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I guess. It's been years since she's trying to get this made, but I don't know. It had to be a couple of months or years for the production. So I'm not really sure about that timeline, but they did meet while making this movie. It seems that she brought the script to him.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I saw them doing some kind of press. I saw that they were actually in the Criterion Collection closet. Doing the picks and their movie picks, and you know, I love watching that online.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both in the closet, and I said, are they really together in real life? Because I figured that maybe he helped behind the scenes write or something, but I guess not. I guess he's just the actor and that they're together and that's why they're doing it. Okay, so that makes sense. Yeah. I was wondering how if he was in the creative process as well. But okay. Yeah, it's really interesting year for him. I hope, you know, he's one of these actors that he makes like a big movie and then doesn't, you don't see him for a bit.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to be in as many projects as you would expect him to be. There was a time where he was just everywhere.
Yeah, he's been showing up recently. He was in Deadpool.
Yeah,
I mean. Spoiler alert. Burp.
I'm pretty sure everybody knows.
You haven't seen Deadpool yet, then fuck you.
Wow. Jeez.
I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing. Come on, everyone's seen Deadpool by now, right?
That one lone person that's crying right now in the corner that you told me to go fuck
yourself. Unfuck yourself. I'm sorry.
Unfuck yourself.
But yeah, so I don't know though. I gotta tell you something. I did read something about this movie. I don't know how true it is. But there's a little bit of a controversy behind this. And it involves Jeffrey Epstein. Like, people are likening this movie.
Is it like maybe the plot?
I guess
because,
so.
I mean, I can see why when you bring that up. I didn't read anything. I didn't know that. But the plot does seem to be that a rich person brings people to his island.
For sex trafficking.
It's not... I don't know if that's what's going on here.
Well, that's the only way you can liken it to
Well, Jeffrey I mean, you bring someone to a private island and things go wrong, and it's like debauchery.
Yeah.
Then whatever. But the plot seems to be in the trailer that people are not remembering things, that things are happening to them, but they're not remembering. And it might be akin to how celebrities have gone to this island and then they turn a blind eye.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's a reference.
Okay.
Maybe that's what the hidden meaning behind this movie will be.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, kind Zoe of a Kravitz metaphor.
Was kind of defending it, like, no.
Oh, okay. You know? See, I didn't know anything. I was just guessing here.
Yeah, I'm a dummy. I clicked on something. So, but I didn't. I mean, it's not spoilers or anything. It's just something that's in the news. Like, you can click on Google and see it. It was on MSN. Like, yeah. She's defending her movie, and I was like, oh no, what is she defending her movie about?
It's a good thing to stay away from it because I fell down a rabbit hole reading about Blake Lively recently. I don't know what's going on in the internet. People put out a movie and then they go and do press, and then people just any little thing that they do or say is becoming a reason to attack them, and it's become really, really odd.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of getting to the point where I'm staying away from it as much as possible. The whole idea of spreading toxicity and also using it as some kind of tool is become bizarre to me. I think we're pushing each other farther and farther apart. So I kind of enjoy watching movies and seeing if there's a message or just enjoying what is in front of me. Like, is it a good story and is it a good time? You know, so I don't know. I'm starting to learn to not go near the controversy.
Yeah.
Same. So what do you think overall you're going to come out with?
I feel like you're right about the trailer. Usually if the trailer is intriguing, the movie might not be so good. I'm hoping to come out with a 6, but I think this is going to be a mediocre film at best. So I'm going to say I'm going to come out of here with a 5.
Oh, wow. I'm hoping for a 6. I'm hoping for a 6 if it's anything better. Then I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be shocked if the movies keep continuing to disappoint me recently. Mm-hmm. I guess I've been on a little path of being like, eh.
We've not had the last couple of experiences were not really good.
It was just like, eh.
They're not great. They're not stupendous. We want stupendous.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you kind of hope for, right? Mm-hmm. So. All right. You want to go check it out?
Well, yeah, sure.
Let's go check it out.
Phones, please.
Wait, for real?
You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do.
There's something weird going on here.
Everybody's smiling and laughing like 1960s flight attendants. Like, are you having a good time? I'm like, oh, having a great time.
Andrew, feel it. There's something wrong with this place.
Where's Jess?
Who is
Jess?
My friend that was in the room next to mine.
Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!
I feel like we're forgetting like a lot of stuff.
Okay, but like, how? Something's making us forget.
Oh.
We need to know what's really going on.
Yeah! Blink twice if I'm in danger.
Well, maybe not. Let's not answer that one, right?
We're back. We just saw Blink Twice. We saw that movie. We did it. Wow. Well, I will say that... a fantastic directorial debut. Some really cool directing in this. The editor is really good. Good sound design, everything like that. The movie looks pretty damn good. Great sets. Fantastic cinematography. Pretty good looking film. But I didn't know that we were in the time period of my life where I've gotten to the point that I need trigger warnings before my movie starts. That's a new one to me. Good Lord, can you imagine what the 70s would have been like? This is crazy because I feel like going forward, they're just going to have to, at the end, they're going to have a therapist standing outside the theater for everybody. Because if that's the way we're going, that we can't even handle a reality situation or a reality check in a movie, that we need to put a trigger warning on it. That's a shame.
Yeah, I told you that there was something going on, you know, in our before reviews that I read.
Yeah.
That was,
not to talk about it enough, but I feel like she's probably going out there to do salvage. You know what I mean? She's trying to pick up the pieces because just the fact that that is out there already and there's trigger warnings, you already know what's going on, and I feel like it ruins the movie. In the sense of what she's trying to tell, I feel like putting it out there in that spoiler, she has to run a lot of work to try to get this to not be completely ruined for them. And that's a shame. I don't like that we've gotten to the point where just the message or the story of something is going to be ruined because people just can't handle it. And that's a shame.
Yeah.
Do you agree with the directing and all that?
Yes, I do agree with you about the directing and the setting of the film. I thought it was beautifully done.
Oh, the color?
Yes, the color scheme.
I mean, yeah.
Everything was crisp. It was a really, really good job on Zoe Kravitz. So kudos to her. She did a good job.
The whole team, all the people she had working with her, fantastic job.
Yes. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did you feel the hour and 43 minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's a good reason for it. The movie really does a lot of legwork to set up the movie. And I will say that it could be tedious. I understand why they're doing it. In the grand scheme of what the movie is, I know that there's a reason for everything to happen. They really want to establish the environment in which it would be okay for you to wash away your pain. And so I think they do a good job of it, but I do see it scaring a lot of people off in the first hour.
Mm-hmm.
Being like, okay, all right, I get it, we're pushing it. I would say, and I think, I don't know if you'll agree with me, but I'm going to guess that you probably will, the tone is a little scattered.
Yeah, it is. Without giving away any spoilers, there's some off-putting like settings where you go from one extreme to the other like super quick. It's kind of a little scattered. I can't really say anything further, but yeah, I do agree with you about that.
Well, do you want to do our last one? Do you want to do a rundown of her complete thoughts and a score and then talk a little bit more? In a spoiler setting?
Yeah, we can do a little bit of this. Yeah, a little bit.
So, give me your thoughts on the movie overall without spoiling it.
Okay, my thoughts were, you know, just what we mentioned before, that it was really good directing and set design and everything. However, I don't understand why they chose, why she chose Channing Tatum.
Wow, I disagree with this one, but okay.
I don't know, from all the movies that I've seen him in, this, I guess it's because I'm not used to seeing him like this. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I thought that he was good. I feel a little put off, a little, I guess, just off about it. I need a minute to gel. Like, we just got back, so I just need a minute to let it all gel. You see, he did have some scenes that were like, yeah, baby, you're killing it. You're doing a good job. But overall, looking at his face, it just brings me out of it for some reason. Because, I guess because some of the comedy, I don't know. Anyway, without blah, blah, blahing too much, I thought this movie was pretty interesting. I thought it was an interesting concept. It did play a little bit towards, we'll talk about it in a minute. But anyway, yeah. Okay, so I will give this movie a 6. I'll give it a 6. Even though it was dragged out a little bit in the first hour, it took a minute to gel up and start working up its power, but when it did get there, it was pretty good. So, a 6 for me.
Okay. My thought is, great directing, good package, beautiful looking movie with a very serious message that it cleverly wants to tell, but, and it is peppered with actors chosen specifically for the themes and for reasons. I will say that this is a movie that is, while the message is very important and she's making a really good point with her story, the movie's tone is such, it works against itself in a way. And I feel like the ending doesn't also work as well as it should. So I feel like the clash of tones in this movie kind of hurt it overall, which is a shame when it's such a clever movie to tell a certain story that she finds very important. I also find that while it's important to show a story about women and abuse and, you know, all that, what's important in it, I feel like there's also more to it that could have been told. I feel like there is a lot in that story that could have been shown in this, and I think it would have been very clever to do even more. But overall, I was so on board with this film. I was really leaning toward a 7. But I feel like overall, when I look at it as a complete movie, I feel like tonally it is working against itself, and I feel like it almost grasps that greatness and then just keeps pushing it away. There are things that definitely work against it, so I am going to land on a 6 as well.
Okay.
I would recommend checking this out in the theater.
Mm-hmm. I would love to hear what other people think about this. I think that you're right. It was a message that she wanted to tell, she wanted to put out there, and I get the message. I get it. Do you want to start saying some spoilers?
Yeah, we're going to do a little bit of a discussion. We're trying to add on a little bit of a spoiler talk. So if you haven't seen it yet, or you have, you know, check this, listen now. But if you haven't seen it, and you don't want anything spoiled for you overly, which the internet's probably going to do for you anyways, stop here. And we thank you for listening, and have a good one. But now, here we go. We're going to have a nice spoiler talk.
3, 2, 1, let's jam.
All right. So, yeah, the tone. I mean, so this is a very, very serious topic about people being wined and dined with riches and spoils.
It's grooming.
Yeah. Yes. And how easy it is to wash away the things that you know are bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very interesting tale. Unfortunately, it is played somewhat like a comedy, which very much hurts it. And I think that she was afraid to go serious with it.
I do agree with that. It seemed like she was just afraid to go just a smidge too far.
Yeah.
So she held back a little.
And it's a shame because when she does go for the envelope pushing, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Channing Tatum here, I think, was a brilliant casting choice.
You think so?
The reason is because he is a very charming and likable guy that is very easy to get suckered in by. And that was the point of the character.
Yeah, I get. Okay, that I understand. I guess I just never seen him in a role where his acting chops really come out. So that's why I was like taken aback by this. Yeah, because I've seen him in 21 Jump Street or whatever. And
yeah, he's just great at comedy.
You know, funny things. And I just never seen this side of him before. So I was really taken aback by this.
Yeah.
So it's gelling, you know, it's all gelling. I feel like, I don't want to say he was miscast. That was not a good word to use, but I feel... you know, slapped in the face over his casting because I never would expect him to have an acting chop like that.
And I think that is exactly what she must have been thinking when mm-hmm. she brought this to him. And I think that the scene that's in the important scene
mm-hmm.
is awesome. And it really showed his acting.
It did, yeah.
And it was a really good scene that was completely underscored the moment it went back into comedy.
Yeah.
And I felt very angry multiple times in this movie that every time they were about to get serious, they felt like they had to go for the comedy again. In particular, a main cast member is murdered, and the best friend just gets over very easily.
Yeah.
If I remembered that I had seen my friend die in front of me, and it was my fault, I don't know if I would be able to joke around with another girl and then not go on a murder rampage like the moment you go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would have been able to hold back.
No, not at all.
Especially what was done to her. And as the movie goes on and shows you how much more, which very clever, I actually thought they were playing with time a lot more than they were, because the gash on her head, I would say the scar, comes and goes in size in the movie. And I thought they were playing for time. Like they were doing something to say, it's been a long time and we're seeing things backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pretty damn sure that's what was happening. And when it wasn't happening, I said, that scar keeps changing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it seems odd. Just like his, Christian Slater's character is missing a finger. And he also seems to have a wedding ring.
Yeah, he does.
And they show it in a sense where it felt like it was going to be much more important. But when we see what happened, I don't believe for a minute that the characters that were doing these things to these people were okay with bringing that person back.
Right.
So again, I feel like that's miscast. And I feel like I can't imagine these people... We're supposed to believe that these people like hanging out with these people and then doing terrible things to them at night.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels very strange. And I was hoping that she was going to say you said it was the son of Ethan Hawke?
It is. It is Uma Thurman. Ethan Hawke.
Okay. So I was hoping they were saying that he was also being abused and didn't remember.
Yeah, I thought that he was.
It seemed like it, but instead they just went for this he's a coward thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's said about all of them. And I guess the suggestion is that what's worse is not saying anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's hard to say that someone's scared, to say that you're a coward because you're scared.
Yeah.
I would say that the people who are perpetrating these crimes are far worse. But I mean, I understand that there is a discussion there, but I think that they could have done it because, unfortunately, it's, you know, as terrible as what happens to women is happening to young children.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that the casting of these certain actors was very interesting. We have a child star. We have a new Hollywood child star. We have, I guess Christian Slater also goes with that as well. And we have a, the actor who's playing the cook was a porn star. And he has been struggling to be an actor for a very long time and luckily made a movie that almost got him nominated for an Academy Award, but he only got a Golden Globe nomination. He was in a movie called Red Rocket. And that guy has struggled. He has, unfortunately, we've seen some of the worst movies this guy has done. He had to play the Joker in like the superhero parody movies. Oh. It is so terrible. And I'm seeing him making it is pretty interesting. But the casting of him is very interesting. Like, of all these people. And I was like, they have all been in Hollywood in different ways. And I can see how maybe they've been affected by things.
You're forgetting Gina Davis.
And Gina Davis, who is a fascinating character that didn't get explored enough. But these castings were definitely done on purpose. And they were very clever.
It was very meticulous casting for, like, reasonings. You know, like, there was a reasoning behind this. I felt, though, throughout that I felt like more love was given to certain cast members than others. And I really, you're right, I did want to see more about Gina Davis. I did. But how did you feel about the end? I want to know how you felt about the end.
Yeah, so that's the same thing. I said, totally, it's a mess. And I don't think that the ending connects as well as it should.
But how do you feel about the message that it's sending out? Like, I mean, it's like she's the queen now. She conquered this mountain.
Like, I don't she's going to take over and use him as a pawn. But then I'm like, it is kind of saying the same thing that it has a problem with.
It disintegrates her character. It disintegrates the person that she is. Like, you survive something like this, and then you want to become that? It's strange to me.
It is weird. And also using a person who also they're suggesting that she's wiping his mind constantly.
Yeah.
Is kind of saying that she's the same person.
Right.
In a different way. And I don't know what her intent was here. But to me, it came off as you're doing the thing that you blame that one character for doing, turning a blind eye to everything.
I mean, she went as far as to marry the guy.
Yeah. And
it's a bit extra.
There's a weird, yeah, no, it's marrying your rapist.
Yeah.
I don't know. I also was wondering about the Kyle MacLachlan thing. He was a senator. If you hear off camera, you see these two guys saying, "We got him," and they're walking toward him.
Yeah.
And then you hear off camera a little bit, "Senator."
Yeah, I don't know what the situation was with that, if he was actually a financial backer in this situation, but he didn't partake in any of this.
He did.
I mean, did he, though?
Yeah, the getting the red bags means that you did.
I see, okay. So, are these people getting these red bags with this, you know, aphrodisiac, whatever it is? Are they getting that and using it in the outside world? Is that what's going on?
They seem to be saying that. Yeah, I do think that, I mean, I know that maybe the message is supposed to be, oh, now it's our turn to rule.
Mm-hmm.
But what's
that's
it
definitely
saying?
The message.
Yeah, but still.
I just feel like you're just becoming the monster. You're becoming the monster that you tried to stop, that you know.
And maybe that's more of the message, too, that we end up being the same. I think there's an odd thing, because I think that I can't help but find a lot of hypocritical commentary on a lot of subjects recently that are going on. And so watching one of these kinds of movies, I can't help but see, well, constantly I feel like, well, that's kind of hypocritical, or that's kind of like not showing that this is happening to a lot of people. And it's not just one type of thing or one type of person. And I feel like they could definitely have explored that better. I will say this. I really like that one actress that was in this movie. The
Are you talking about Aaliyah Shawkat? She's from the one with Jason Bateman. What's the name of it again?
I don't know. What is it?
She's, you know, with the cuckoo family, the nutcase family.
I mean, it feels like everything that Jason Bateman's in.
Oh, Jeffrey Tambor.
Yeah, the television show he was on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where she's from.
Who's she in? Oh, no, not the friend.
Oh.
The Spanish girl who was like a reality star that was like...
Oh, okay, her. Okay, yeah, we just saw her in Hitman. Wasn't that her? Or no?
Oh, is that who that is?
Okay. Thought that was her.
Well, I liked her in this, but I kept feeling like her character... I really like this arc that the movie had where... They set up that they were competing. Oh, she isn't Hitman.
Mm-hmm.
They have this really good competition thing going on in the beginning of the movie. Then a commentary on how women are naturally forced into competition with each other.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that commentary.
I like the comment about how that is a thing and mm-hmm. it needs to be looked into. I find it interesting to say that people force people into that. I know that's a thing, but I do. I like the idea of, in the perfect world, we should all be sisters,
mm-hmm.
and we should be, you know, humanity should be caring about each other. I absolutely agree with that.
But that's not the real world.
The real world is that people are pitting themselves against each other almost intentionally, constantly.
Right.
It's not like society is saying that you have to. People create that society.
They do.
And in a perfect world is what we all want. But I don't think everybody actually wants that perfect world. I liked that the movie structured that well, though. I really liked how they set them up, that they seem to be competing for Channing Tatum's affection.
That's what it seemed like between the two of them.
Yes. And then it slowly started gradually changing
yeah.
as they both started realizing things were wrong. And then they became like friends who needed to... help each other save the day.
Yeah.
She actually, the problem though is I really liked her because she was, they had established her as a strong character who was on a reality show of survival.
Mm-hmm.
So she is fighting and climbing and running and doing all these things. And when it comes down to that, and you're like, they established this pretty well. The problem is her character constantly flip-flopped from comedy to serious.
That is true.
And it was, I feel bad for the actress because
yeah.
it kind of hurt her because it felt so jarring in the movie theater that I know other people, we had a pretty full theater
mm-hmm.
in a small theater, but it was still pretty full. I can tell other people were like, this is silly. And I agree with them. Like it shouldn't have happened in such a serious tone.
No. I mean, I thought she did a good job, though. I mean,
she was a highlight.
Yeah,
because
I thought she did good.
There's a part where he puts a knife to her throat, and mm-hmm. I was like, I do not want this character to die.
Yeah, I didn't want her to die either. I really didn't.
But the way that she doesn't die is also baffling, because he seems to instantly remember things.
Yes.
While two other characters are drowning in this liquid.
Yeah.
And they do not remember for a very long time.
Right. Yeah, it's a little bit much. I'm kind of having a problem with the pacing where, like, we had a very long stretch of time, you know, to get to the situation. But then when shit hit the fan, it really hit the fan. I mean, the movie started flying in the last 40 minutes, you know, it just started flying. And in a blink of an eye, it's like everyone started remembering everything all at once. You know, they got their nosebleeds and all of a sudden it seemed like they all cohesively started remembering. And
yeah.
I thought that was a bit ridiculous.
It happened too quick. It would have been better
yeah.
if we were remembering. You know, people crapped on a movie we both like, which is Don't Worry, Darling,
mm-hmm.
which is also very similar in what it's trying to talk about.
Oh, I loved that movie.
And I think that movie does the building of it
mm-hmm.
much better. And I feel like that movie got unjustly shit on. I think it's, yes, the scientific part of explaining it is a little weak.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in that movie, I really think that this slow slipping into reality would have been useful here. If the characters were seeing things or like little flashes, or especially since the movies like don't blink twice and they cleverly show the title card with a blink.
Yeah.
I really like that. And it didn't feel like that played in enough.
I mean, I felt a little bit like, I don't know how you felt, but about the snake venom shit. Like, the snake venom is just automatically making you remember. Like, that's a bit silly.
If people if people don't complain about that, then they really shouldn't have complained about Don't Worry, Darling. That's what I was talking about.
True.
Because your MacGuffin in that movie is like, there's a computer program. You can put people in it.
It's equal parts ridiculous.
And in this one is just as ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, Red Robin being yelled.
Yeah.
It is so weird. And it's like, this is plant that makes you forget. That's only grown here. But there's also a snake that makes you remember. That's only grown here.
Yeah. It's very, like, it's a bit extra.
This is odd.
Yeah. And there's like all of these gardeners and stuff that were like, I mean, are they also under the spell? You know, like, it was weird, but I don't know. I mean, I understand what they're trying to do with the ending, and I think the ending of a movie is pretty important to my final score.
Agreed.
It really is, and I get what they were saying, but then it's like, also, it's like a no-win situation, because she actually won in the end, but did she, though?
Exactly.
Did she? Because she became the demon.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're going to say that she's going to do good from the inside.
Really?
Which we know is like, yeah, you're just at the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, I mean, I get, like, sweet revenge. Now you can control him like a puppet. Okay. Okay. That's what you want for yourself?
Yeah.
This guy raped you. He did things to you.
And now they're saying she's raping him back mentally.
I mean, I get it, but
yeah.
You're still sharing a bed with him? Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
You know? It's just a little too extra for me, but I'm still giving this a 6 because of the beautiful directing.
Oh, it's without a doubt a 6. This is not some mediocre movie. This has actually got a message. It's got a point. It's got some really good directing, good filmmaking stuff going on in the movie. And it's not bad. It's not the whole movie. I was like, I like this puzzle unfolding.
Yeah.
And it's well done. I just can see, and I think this similar problem is like the movie Bodies, 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 where it does have message in it, but you have to sit through just people partying while you're sitting in a hot theater or a cold theater, and you're just, you're looking for something to drink or something like that, and you kind of get a little annoyed by it, and I think that it does have a problem. Now, a good thing to go into here is, how could we fix this movie? How could they have easily fixed this movie? And I think it's very clear. I think that if this was taken more serious and the comedy was dropped, I think that it would have been a stronger, more powerful movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think we needed the extra comedy. Like, it seemed like the tone, it should have stayed in the dramatic, like, tense, like, situation, you know? It just took us in and out, in and out. I don't like that. I don't like being bounced around, you know? Like, once I'm in something, I don't want to go, oh.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
And I feel like what you're saying is true. You got to pick one or the other.
Right, right.
It really is important that you pick one and do it well. So if you're going to do social commentary in a comedy, horror comedy, you can do that. We've seen this done in multiple movies where it is very smart and it gets that message across too.
Yeah.
But it tells you in a more easy, like, package, or you do the extreme. And I, you know, I saying that though, I know that a lot of people are scared off by the extreme versions. I think there was a movie called Antebellum.
Yes.
That I actually thought was good. And a lot of people, and that movie looks gorgeous too. And it has got a very important message as well, but people hated it. And I think it's because it went too far, too hardcore, but I actually found it very respectable. I actually thought they told a good story and message in a horror film that is, I think, relevant. And I know that it also had a, you know, a ridiculous, like, MacGuffin plotline.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I actually like that movie too. I gave it a 7.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. But that one doesn't go for comedy. It goes hard. There's a part of comedy in the opening of like the some of the characters, but then it completely drops it and gets like full on revenge and all that stuff. And it's like, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that too. Like I wish that they would have shown us Sarah at the end to see where she was.
Yeah, they almost seem to suggest that she wasn't alive or wasn't there.
I would imagine that she probably just gave up on that and wanted to move on with her life at that point. I mean, after surviving something like that, would you want to be around these two human beings? No.
Well, she's like sitting there as the shot goes away. She's not there in the shot at all. Like she has just left. But where can she go? They're in the middle of nowhere.
Right. I mean, it could have been anything. She could have been looking for a phone or somebody, you know, just anything.
Yeah. It just felt weird. It almost felt like they wanted to say something there, too, but they didn't do it.
Yeah. That was supposed to be their moment anyway. Her and Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Frida, the character of Frida. But, yeah. I mean, I would change some things about how this went, you know, how this went along. But otherwise, I had a pretty decent experience, but I did feel the runtime.
Yeah.
I did.
All right. So any parting thoughts before we...
No, I think you guys should go see this movie because I think you should support Zoe Kravitz. I think she did a really good job.
And I like more creative things like this.
Yeah.
I really do. So I suggest it.
Yep.
But yeah, that's all we got. And thank you for going through all the way with us. And I hope you enjoyed the new format. And if you have thoughts on the movie... please share. We'd like to hear it. Hit us up on social media at Instagram at Just Another Movie Night and Joe at The Crafty Misfit. We'd love to hear your opinions. Love to talk movies as much as possible. So yeah, thanks for listening and have a good one. Bye.
I'm having a great time here. But I also have this feeling that I'm like not